September 11th, Jesus says, many souls are lost because they want to seek what is above them and what is above their capacity for inquiry, Asirich says. 322. It's the ancient venom. Man always had, and has, unhealthy forms of curiosity and acts of sacrilegious profanation. He wants to spur his inquiry into regions which divine wisdom keeps wrapped in mystery, not through a jealous power, but out of far-sighted love. Woe if man were to know everything about the future and the secrets of the universe. He would no longer have spiritual peace and natural peace. Leave untouched areas of the universe whose possession would give you weapons to disturb your existence as individuals and as spirits more and more. I have already stated that I am not opposed to the works of human intelligence. If I were, I would have to say that I am inconsistent with myself, for I have given man the intellect for him to use it, and not for him to keep it inactive. However, through the mouth of wisdom, I say do not want to be curious scrutinizers of the works of God. Do not seek to go beyond the confines which I have set to separate your power from powers stronger than yours, from cosmic laws, from secrets of natural forces, and, above all, from mysteries of the hereafter whose truth, and whose life I alone have the right to reveal to you, for I am the Lord of all things, whereas you are only the guests of this poor earth, and do not know what is reserved for you beyond life on earth. Believe in the other life. It is enough to believe in this. Believe that in it there is a reward and a punishment, the fruit of a holy justice, which awaits to be applied to every individual. I have had you know this for your good. It is not necessary for you to know more. With your acts of gossipy curiosity, do not disturb the supernatural peace of the other life. Even if it concerns those tormented, that is, those who have no peace, because they are separated from me, your penetrating always brings an increase in disturbance. Why disturb the serenity of the heavens with echoes of the earth? Why increase the torment of those punished with voices recalling the world where they deserved punishment? Have respect for the former and mercy on the latter. I alone, the Lord of heaven and earth, the supreme arbiter of all things, perfect power in all things, can take such initiatives and renew contacts by man with the mystery of the other life. I alone. It is then that I send you my messengers, and always for a good purpose, never to bend to foolish, desecrating human inquiries. Blessed are those who believe without having seen, I said to Thomas, and I say it again to all the curious and incredulous of the earth. There is no need for proofs, to believe in the second life, which in the meantime, know this, is not as you speculate, but as I said. One second life, one, not a whole set of lives. You are men, and not grains which, when sowed again, sprout up 1, 2, 10, 100 times for all the times they are sown. There is no need for proofs. My word is enough. For if you say you believe in it, and then seek supernatural proofs to believe, you lie and call me a liar. If you lie, because with your mouths you say you believe, and with your minds you do not believe and seek proofs. You call me a liar, because your seeking proofs bears in itself the thought, hushed up, but quite intense, that I may have said something untrue. As a punishment of such useless, dangerous, and foolish forms of curiosity, and of such irreverent and sacrilegious thoughts, I permit that in the miserable inquirers into what it is not necessary for man to inquire into, there should be created mental confusion, disturbance of spirits, and a serious wound, to faith, in the best of them, and the death of faith, and of the spirit in the worst. Who are the best among these violators of the mystery? They are the ones who approach it, not to bring me to trial, for I cannot be tried, but to seek me, whom they are unable to seek by other, safer ways. Humble and lofty, like the one who has indicated them. The Christ, who deliberately came to the earth, to bring the sound doctrine which would guide you to the second life, and to found the church, the repository and teacher of my doctrine. They are unable to embrace the feet of the church with the simplicity of children and the humility of saints, and say to her, I love you, I obey you, guide me. But they seek me with upright thought. Therefore, I still use a great deal of mercy towards them. Who are the worst among these violators of the mystery? They are the ones who approach it out of mere scientific curiosity, for human benefit, of whatever kind it may be made up of, from vile money given as the price of their magic sciences, to the direct profit which may come to them, at least they think it may come to them, from ultra-mundane guides. But that is not the way guides are had. They come spontaneously, at my command, and not through a human call. I will be a judge of inexorable severity towards them, because of their lack of faith and respect for the master of this life, and of true life, and on account of their lack of respect for the deceased, regarding whom only I have the right to issue orders able to take them away from their dwellings beyond the earth. Blessed, blessed, thrice blessed are those who believe with no need for proofs. Blessed, seven times seven blessed, are those who have never doubted my word, and my doctrine for an instant, entrusted to the teacher, my bride, the church, and without ever having dared, or even wished to dare, a profanation of the ultramundane realms. They are convinced that life does not die on this earth, but changes its nature and becomes eternal. beatific for those who have been able to live by me and in me, terrific for those who in repudiating God have fornicated with Satan. To these pure believers, to these simple and humble spirits, for whom the faith is light and my word, life, I grant what I deny to the inquirers, the possession, and the knowledge of the hereafter.